AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Businesses in the Portland, Oregon area are reopening after the recent powerful winter storm, but the closures are hurting some of those businesses, like the one Bridget Blackburn co-owns.
We've missed nearly a full week at what is historically sort of a slow time for us, but you never want to miss that much time, and you never want to give, you know, your entire team 7 unpaid days off at a really crucial time for everybody.
Tuesday's primary day in New Hampshire, and Republican Nikki Haley says neither President Biden nor former President Trump should get any votes.
Both of these men put us trillions of dollars in debt, and our children will never forgive them for it.
At a summit in Uganda, UN General Assembly President Dennis Francis decried civilian deaths in Gaza.
25,000 innocent civilian lives lost. It is woefully and unacceptably large.
CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Divorce court judges in Wisconsin have a lot of leeway when it comes to setting alimony payments. Advocates are working for a more fair and consistent formula. Here's more from Mike Moan.
Without that predictability, some people might not be getting a fair shake. Custody Exchange, an online firm that helps families navigate divorce, is out with a new analysis of alimony laws across the country. The company, Shea Dress, says only about a third have a formula on the books. The remaining states, including Wisconsin, essentially give judges discretion to sign off on an amount without a guideline. Settlement agreements often take shape beforehand, but Dress says that's not always the case.
If you can't reach an agreement, because many people who are divorcing aren't on super great terms, and they go to a judge and they say, okay, you decide, what should the alimony amount be? And if that's you going in, you have no idea what to expect.
Dress says this can be especially problematic for those who can't afford an attorney to guide them through negotiations. The authors recommend implementing policies in states where there are none and for ongoing assessments of existing formulas. Dress says in cases where someone isn't able to secure fair terms, whether that's the person receiving the payments or the other half responsible for them, it can have a lasting effect.
Having bad alimony arrangements can have impact on each of the ex-spouses, on their children, and it can have ripple effects.
That might include housing instability or other forms of financial hardships. Dress says while existing guidelines can help a judge make a decision, there's still flexibility to consider traditional factors such as income levels for both spouses, their ages, and the length of the marriage. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers season comes to a close. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led the 49ers through three quarters in the rain at Levi's Stadium, but the defense dropped 2 interceptions. On special teams, kicker Anders Carlson missed one from 41 yards out.
I knew the wind was right to left, and my goal was to play a little right middle, and the contact off my foot started just a little too much left, and so by the end it played out. Got to have better contact.
The 49ers held on to win 24-21. In the final minute, Jordan Love throwing a pass across his body that was intercepted.
You know, play broke down, was scrambling right, saw Christian over the middle, tried forcing one into him, thought I could make the play.
So a Green Bay Packers team that was 2-5 that managed to get into the playoffs as the 7th seed nearly beats the 49ers. Green Bay finishing the season overall with a record of 10-9. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's always tough unless you're the last team standing, and for us to lose this game certainly stings, and I'm sure it's going to sting for a long time.
From Levi's Stadium in California, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory to begin your Sunday. That wind chill value between 10 and 20 below zero. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the middle teens. A south to southwest wind will increase to 25 miles per hour. Plenty of clouds tonight with lows staying in the middle teens. Right now, it's 1.
The deep three.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Governor Evers lays out his priorities for 2024 when he delivers his State of the State address. I'm News Director Terry Bell. Join Civic Media's Todd Albaugh and me as we bring you the governor's speech live, right here, Tuesday night at 7, followed by the Republican response. Todd and I will help you understand what it means for you, your family, and your community. Join us for the governor's State of the State address, Tuesday night at 7 here on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Everybody, it's the music of the stars. Welcome aboard. Happy birthday, Ray Anthony. 102 years old. Member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. He and Glenn didn't really get along. Had his own television show, good one, with the full band and some great albums, some vocals. Was a regular guest at the Hugh Hefner New Year's Eve parties at Holmby Hills at the Playboy Mansion. Well, that was then. Thing here. But they're all stars. All right, not all. I'll show you what I mean. Lou Regani, good morning. It's the music of the stars, Ray Anthony and his orchestra, in a sort of a Miller mood, dancing in the dark. Maybe with the lights on.
Moving forward with node-positive breast cancer is overwhelming. But I never just found my way. I made it and did all I could to prevent recurrence.
Verzenio reduces the risk of recurrence of HR-positive, HER2-negative, node-positive early breast cancer with a high chance of returning as determined by your doctor.
Where? Where did you grow up?
Yeah, in Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. You're from Ohio?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. Brothers and sisters?
Oh, yeah.
Musical?
Ton of them. Family orchestra.
It was a family orchestra as a child?
Yep.
But 18, then you went to the Navy, is it? 18 or no? Just 18, you were with Glenn Miller.
Glenn Miller, yeah.
Tell me about that. How did you get with Glenn Miller's orchestra, the original? You were one of the originals.
Right. Well, it was obviously one of the biggest breaks possible. He was the number one band in the world at the time.
Right.
And through a set of circumstances, auditions here and there, I was with Al Donahue's band.
Ah.
And you get into that circle, then the other band leaders hear about you.
Right.
And they called me over for an audition at the Cafe Rouge, the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York. And they hired me.
Uh-huh. How long were you with Glenn Miller?
Oh, about a year and a half to 2 years. Uh-huh. He fired me twice.
He fired you twice?
Mm-hmm.
Could you share one of these?
Sort of a claim to my fame. Well, he fired me the first time and had to rehire me because they missed the impact that I had in the brass section.
Right, right.
Now, I don't know what the second time was for.
How old were you when you first picked up that trumpet?
5.
5 years old?
My dad presented it to me on my 5th birthday.
God, you blow that trumpet so great, Brad. I mean, the lips, you know. Do you ever have sore lips?
I guess I do. I don't recall. I mean,
because blowing that trumpet, the
way. Well, what it is, if they don't get sore, they either get strong or weak.
Ray Antonini. Real name Ray Antonini. Second birthday yesterday. Still playing.
I had experience with John Payne and Sonia Henie because you were in that orchestra. I remember that so well. I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was, you know, so was I a kid.
Right. You were young.
18 or 19, I guess, at that time. I was just, I rented a red convertible. I remember that. Played the Hollywood Palladium at the same time. On the 20th Century lot for the extent of the the movie, which went on and on for a while. Oh, it was one of the highlights.
How many films you've done? You've done so many.
15, I guess.
15?
Some with the orchestra, some just as
acting.
An actor.
Acting, too.
Da-da-da-da. Pretty, isn't it?
Da-da-da-da-da-da. You sure have a swell ear for music.
Isn't that the way it goes?
Nothing. This way.
And even though it's snowing, violets are growing. I know why, and so do you. Why do breezes sigh every evening, whispering your name as they do?
And why have I the feeling stars are on my ceiling? I know why. Not good.
When you smile at me, I hear gypsy violins.
When you dance with me, I'm in heaven.
When the music begins, I can see the sun when it's raining, hiding every cloud from my view.
When you're in my arms, I know why.
Well!
Yeah, well!
John Payne and Sonia Henie. From Sun Valley Serenade, Glenn Miller.
wild robins sing in December, long before the springtime is due.
From Sun Valley Serenade, one of two motion pictures Glenn made, and Frank Sinatra approached Glenn once looking for a job, and here's a radio interview. Oh, by the way, that's Paula Kelly. Oh, some years ago I picked up a record and Paula Kelly doing music, and I thought, could it be? Actually, yes and no, it was Paula's daughter doing some pop music. Here's Francis Albert Sinatra.
Glenn Miller's band was touring across the country, big one-night stands, one after another. When they were doing that, there was a young fellow named Frank Sinatra who was also beginning to get a hold on the nation's heart. Frank, where were you when you first heard the Miller band?
Well, Dave, as best I can remember, I first heard the Miller band sometime between 38 and 39, and I was in New Jersey at the time. I was segueing between trying to make a buck here and there, and Glenn first started that new sounding band that he had, and I believe at the time he was at the Glen Island Casino.
Yeah. What were you doing yourself professionally about then?
Professionally, I use the word loosely. I was working in a place called the Rustic Cabin. It was a little saloon on the Route 9W in New Jersey, just beyond the George Washington Bridge.
Yeah, it's still there.
Where we had a good look at the Riviera, where all the big stars were working. And I was getting in those days what is commonly known as coffee and cake money, except that the cake was getting very expensive in those days, so I settled for cream cheese and nut and date sandwiches.
Frank, do you remember any interesting bits in connection with the band?
The first time I heard the Glenn Miller band, I walked up to him and I said, Glenn, I want a job. I really did. But he was busy hiring Ray Eberle at the time. And he said, don't call me, I'll call you. In essence, I mean, not seriously, but I did get to meet Glenn quite early in my career, and we became great friends, as a matter of fact. And there was no particular incident, really, that too exciting, except that every time I heard the band, I got a big boot out of it. And I still do when I hear some of the records that they made in those days.
Amen.
Music of the Stars.
The best, and I've had it all. I've gone from neighborhood saloons to Carnegie Hall. I've been down and out, and I've been in demand, but I wouldn't have made it without them. Here's to the band. Those magical notes, those musical pearls, I've sung with all the counts, the dukes, the kings, and the earls, and the experience, I have to say, was grand. But I wouldn't have made. At the ground and reach for the top, have such a wonderful career, I just gotta stop.
Of the Stars, Tony and Francis Albert. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're on till high noon Central. Thanks for being here.
Start spreading the news. You're leaving today. Tell him, Frank.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Your vagabond shoes, they are longing to stray
and step around the heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in that city that doesn't sleep.
Stars.
The Empire State, the RCA, the Chrysler Building, so tall. So great. When you're walking down the street in New York and you haven't got a friend in town, then a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen when you look at all the buildings all around. A funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen if you let those lonely buildings get you down. You get the skyscraper blues. The skyscraper blues. You get the feeling they're hemming you in. The Empire.
stay. The RCA. The Chrysler Building so tall and so gray. Against the cold gray sky. And a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen. If you let those lonesome buildings get you down, you get the skyscraper blues. Comes whipping round them with a moan. It's murder to lose those skyscraper blues when you walk in New York alone. A million faces swarm all around you. You search them for smile or two, but they're only empty faces that surround you, and you know they're as lonesome as you. You've got the skyscraper blues, the tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round you with a moan. Yes, it's murder to lose those skyscraper blues when you walk in New York.
That's Gordon Jenkins, and Tom Adair did the lyrics on that. Tom, that same year, he did all the lyrics for Sleeping Beauty for Walt Disney. Great talents from Hollywood and the Disney studio. Here's Gordon Jenkins again, the music of the stars. The Big Apple awaits. I don't think that song was approved by the Tourism Bureau.
We're at 19 Moonbeam Terrace, overlooking Starlight Square. We're the couple in the castle, way up high in the air. On the corner, there's a cloud bank, and we bank our millions there. We're the couple in the castle, in the air. One day, a daydream came a-stealing through the gloomy part of town. Well, that daydream brought us way up here, and we'll never come down. Call us Lord and Lady Stardust, call us crazy, we don't care. We're the couple in the castle, in the air.
That was Kenny Sargent. Here's Glenn Miller. Hoagy Carmichael wrote this.
Making
Frankie Lay in the 60s. And then he did Blazing Saddles. They lied to Frankie on that. They told him it's going to be a straight Western, old-fashioned Western cowboy picture. He said, okay. He wasn't happy when he found out it was a comedy. No, I'm serious. But thank you, Frankie, for all your gifts. Frankie Lovecchio out of Chicago. Here's Barbara. Maybe we'll strike a nerve in some of these tunes. The music of the stars.
Didn't I like to hold you in my hand? I was doing you no harm. I made you understand. All my life I've been that way. It happened long ago.
For news and weather, here's Johnny Kay.
I've been looking everywhere for you. Where have you been? Every night I've said a prayer for you. Where have you been? A million dreams ago. Saw you standing near me. I've been watching every thoroughfare. Where have you been? Hoping, baby, I would find you there. The loneliness. looking everywhere for you.
I've been watching every thoroughfare.
Where have you been? Hoping maybe I would find you there. The loneliness and tears have passed, for now I have you here at last. Oh, I've been looking everywhere for you.
Okay, we've got some skips and a compact disc. By the way, that's Russ Phillips. Russ and I work together at the Green Mill. He's with the Alan Gressick Band. But there he's with Bobby Schiff and an old album called Love Walked In. That tune is Gordon Jenkins again. I have to play that. That's Gordon, who played and wrote and performed some of the saddest songs you'll ever hear on radio, if indeed anybody plays them. Was really a cut-up in real life. Irrepressible. The music of the stars. I've got a few surprises for you here. Stick around and enjoy the music of the stars all the way straight on through to high noon. By the way, the days are lightning ever faster. Showed up today just before 7. You can see the peak of Old Sol over the horizon on Lake Michigan. We've been on the air since November 5th, and today we are statewide via the Civic Media Radio Network. The Music of the Stars. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Thank you for being here, everybody. Back and all the way on the air till high noon Central.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News.